I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to.
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
The only disgrace, the only knee-bending, boot-licking, weak persons in that room today in the Oval Office were named Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Boot-licking the goose-steppers from Vladimir Putin's regime. Facts. By the way, Ukraine is winning the war. Yes, they've had a draft. Yes, they have created incentives to try to get more people to fight. They've been at war with one of the world's superpowers for 3 years. I don't know what you have to institute a draft. Mm-hmm. Yes, what's your point, sir? We're fighting a war to save our country. And Ukraine has been doing so successfully. 80% of their standing army, which, by the way, is now a million strong and the largest standing army of any in Europe, is not by draft. It's a volunteer, predominantly a volunteer civilian army. They have absolutely mobilized their entire industry, which hasn't been taken out by Russian drone strikes, which have increased by the hundreds since Donald Trump took office. They've mobilized all of their infrastructure to produce war hardware, additional technology. Guess who now leads the world in AI-enabled drone war technology? Ukraine does. 46,000 Ukrainian soldiers have died. It is nearly exponentially larger than that. It's like 500,000 Russian soldiers. Russia is not winning this war. Ukraine is. And if the United States, under Donald Trump's misguided sycophancy to Vladimir Putin, wants to lay us down, us as a country, every single one of us down, at the altar of a dictator, then by God, I hope that the entirety of Western Europe stands up to fill the void that will be left by the United States. And let's be clear, the power of the United States in this world has been largely generated through our military strength and our commitment to our allies. When we exit the stage, when we ally ourselves with dictators the likes of Vladimir Putin, our power decreases exponentially. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Tim from Grand Rapids, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. Your thoughts this afternoon, sir.
I couldn't be more disgusted. I'm so tired of all the lying. And then to hear our president push Russian propaganda on, and basically just baited this guy into that meeting in the first place, lied about him all week, called him the dictator, said he started the war, said he had 4% approval rating, which I think is the number he just made up out of the air. I mean, is any Democrat going to hold him accountable, or do we just have to do this ourselves?
I think, Tim, that we're going to have to do this ourselves. We're going to have to flood the lines of our congressional representatives. We're going to have to speak out like you're doing today, Tim. I thank you so much. Any closing thoughts before I let you go, sir?
I just hope people understand that this guy is going to start World War III itself, and he's just blaming other people. And he's trying to plunder that country of its resources on top of all that.
Of course, it's more extortion. He extorted Ukraine in his first administration, which he was impeached for. He's extorting Ukraine again for more rare earth minerals. Hey, anybody want to guess what car manufacturer and technology companies use a ton of rare earth manufacturers? Any guesses out there? I hope you're all screaming Tesla and Elon Musk at your radios. Because, yeah, that's who stands to gain from this extortion. Where do you think those rare earth minerals are going to go? You think Republicans in the House of Representatives and the Senate are going to take whatever value we might get from extorting an ally standing up to the world's greatest dictator? You think they're going to drive that into increases to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the SNAP program to feed our children, veterans benefits? Do you think that's where the billions from the rare earth minerals that we're extorting from Ukraine are going to go? Or do you think it's going to somehow magically find its way into our billionaire overlord's pocket? This is an obscenity. If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten. This day, February 28th of 2025, will be talked about in history books. It will be taught in classrooms as what not to do, about what happens when a charismatic authoritarian starts to tear at the fabric of the world's once most powerful, most trusted democracy. Mark my words, this day is a day that will live in infamy. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Anne from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Maggie. My heart is breaking today. If people don't stop and think for themselves to see what's going on, we will be in World War III. And it's Trump that's causing all this heartache in this country. How much is it going to take? I'm a veteran. And this is not good, guys. And we need to wake up to this. How he treated Zelensky and the way he hit him and the way J.D. Vance treated him, this is despicable.
It's Anne from Chippewa Falls. Join this discussion. It's an important one today, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. A day that will live in infamy. Back with more in just a moment on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. All over.
A tumbling down, tumbling.